the Big Bang, and creation. The answer to this question certainly implies the existence of a creator. A former long-time atheist philosopher, Antoni Flew, who subsequently announced that he believed in the existence of Allah, comments on this issue. Notoriously, confession is good for the soul. I will therefore begin by confessing that the Stratonician atheist has to be embarrassed by the contemporary cosmological consensus. For it seems that the cosmologists are providing a scientific proof that the universe had a beginning. Many scientists who do not blindly condition themselves to be atheists have admitted the role of an almighty creator in the creation of the universe. This creator must be a being who has created both matter and time, yet who is independent of both. Well-known astrophysicist Hugh Ross has this to say: if time's beginning is concurrent with the beginning of the universe, as the space theorem says, then the cause of the universe must be some entity operating in a time dimension completely independent of and pre-existent to the time dimension of the cosmos. This conclusion tells us that God is not the universe itself, nor is God contained within the universe. Yes, matter and time are created by the Almighty Creator, who is independent of all these notions. This Creator is Allah, who is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. In truth, the Big Bang caused much greater trouble for the materialist than the above confessions of Antoni Flew. For the Big Bang not only proves that the universe was created out of nothing, but also that it was brought into being in a very systematic and controlled manner.
The Big Bang took place with the explosion of the point which contained all the matter and energy of the universe and its dispersion into space in all directions with a terrifying speed.
Out of this matter and energy, there came about a great balance containing galaxies, stars, the sun, the earth, and all other heavenly bodies. Moreover, laws were formed called the laws of physics, which are uniform throughout the whole universe and do not change. The laws of physics that emerged together with the Big Bang did not change at all over a period of 15 billion years. Furthermore, these laws stand on calculations so scrupulous that even a millimeter's variation from their current values could result in the destruction of the whole structure and configuration of the universe. All these indicate that a perfect order arose after the Big Bang. Explosions, however, do not bring about order. All of the observable explosions tend to harm, disintegrate, and destroy what is present. If we were to be introduced to a very detailed order after an explosion, we then might conclude that there was a supernatural intervention behind this explosion, and that all the pieces dispersed by the explosion had been made to move in a very controlled way. Sir Fred Hoyle, who finally had to accept the Big Bang theory after many years of opposition, expresses this situation very well. The Big Bang theory holds that the universe began with a single explosion, yet as it can be seen, an explosion merely throws matter apart, while the Big Bang has mysteriously produced the opposite effect, with matter clumping together in the form of galaxies. No doubt, if a great order arose with an explosion, then it should be accepted that every moment of this explosion reveals the artistry of a superior mind In other words, that it was the work of Allah. Another aspect of this extraordinary order formed in the universe following the Big Bang is the creation of a habitable universe. The conditions for the formation of a habitable planet are so many and so complex that it is impossible to think that this formation is coincidental. Paul Davies, a renowned professor of theoretical physics, stated at the end of the calculations he made on the expansion rate of the universe that this rate is inconceivably delicate. Davis says,
"Careful measurement puts the rate of expansion very close to a critical value at which the universe will just escape its own gravity and expand forever. A little slower and the cosmos would collapse. A little faster and the cosmic material would have long ago completely dispersed. The Big Bang was not evidently any old bang, but an explosion of exquisitely arranged magnitude."
Famous physicist Professor Stephen Hawking states in his book A Brief History of Time that the universe is set on calculations and balances more finely tuned than we can conceive. Hawking states, with reference to the rate of expansion of the universe, "If the rate of expansion 1 second after the Big Bang had been smaller by even one part in 100,000,000,000,000, the universe would have recollapsed before it ever reached its present size."
Paul Davies also explained the unavoidable consequences to be derived from these precise balances and calculations.
"It is hard to resist the impression that the present structure of the universe, apparently so sensitive to minor alterations in the numbers, has been rather carefully thought out.
The seemingly miraculous concurrence of numerical values that nature has assigned to her fundamental constants must remain the most compelling evidence for an element of cosmic design." In relation to the same fact, an American professor of astronomy, George Greenstein, writes in his book, The Symbiotic Universe,
"As we survey all the evidence, the thought insistently arises that some supernatural agency must be involved.